This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Mike Dubusky. Five U.S. Army service members are now in the hospital after a gunman opened fire at Fort Stewart in Georgia.
Mutual aid request for a gunshot wound. Fort Stewart.
Dispatch audio from Broadcastify shows the situation playing out just after 11 a.m. local time. The suspect, a male soldier, is now in custody, and a lockdown at the post has been lifted, which means authorities next have to figure out what led to the shooting, says ABC News contributor and former NYPD chief of detectives Robert Boyce.
It's a rarity, that's for sure. I mean, there's all kinds of military police there as well. So you don't really see this. This is unusual, but it has happened before. And now you're trying to figure out exactly what spurred this. We don't know.
The White House now says President Trump has been briefed on the incident at Fort Stewart, and Attorney General Pam Bondi says federal agents are coordinating. This is ABC News.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thied. It has been a year and a half since 18-year-old Isaiah Kramer mysteriously vanished, and the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children continues to work closely with the Waukesha County Sheriff's Office in the search for Isaiah. Police say that on February 4, 2024, Isaiah went missing after leaving Norris Treatment Facility in Mukwonago when he was just 16 years old. Later that night, Isaiah was captured on a trail camera in the area, but there has been no confirmed sightings since. Isaiah's mother, Kim Kramer, shared that the family has never given up hope and remains committed to bringing him home safely. To generate fresh leads in this case, NCMEC and its partner, GSTV, a national digital video network, will display Isaiah's poster on gas station screens across Wisconsin during the month of August. This increased exposure aims to renew attention on his case and help finally bring his family answers. Isaiah is described as 5 feet 8 inches tall, weighs 200 pounds when he was last seen, and has brown eyes and brown hair. He may be in need of medical attention. If you have any information about Isaiah or his disappearance, please contact MCMEC at 1-800-843-5678 or the Waukesha County Sheriff's Office at 262-446-5070. His family has a Facebook dedicated to finding Isaiah, which has more than 2,600 members. For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thied.
Another Brewers victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up their series with the Braves in Atlanta. Milwaukee winning again last night, 7-2. Manager Pat Murphy says now the games get tougher.
And this is a game that easily, you know, when the other team leaves 14 on base and only scores two runs, they certainly didn't get the big hit. So we were fortunate. We got to look at that as, oof, you know, we're fortunate to take advantage of some walks, but that's who we are.
NFL, the Packers signed Nate Hobbs to a four-year contract worth over $48 million, but he's not going to be in any preseason games. The defensive back says he needed surgery on his right knee after colliding with a teammate in practice last week.
I think it was Thursday's practice. It was a play. It was a collision. It was like slight, little minor bump. I felt like I always, you know, somebody ran into me. It turned out to be something deeper than that. So.
That's Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
More clouds than sunshine today, and chances for scattered drizzle. As a warm front pushes through the state, we become warm and muggy. Highs today reaching the mid-80s, and by tomorrow, the upper 80s. More showers and thunderstorms are expected overnight, with waves of them tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Rouleau. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Matt and Air on Air.
I have a baby bird stuck in a birdhouse.
Its head is stuck.
Terry on the text line says, if you can detach the birdhouse and bring it to Ace Hardware, they can help get the bird out?
Really? Richard from Waukesha, you get the last word on this.
I like the idea of the Ace Hardware.
Yeah.
But some advice is don't let them talk you into a remodeled bathroom.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of WisconsinOlogy.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years.
Yeah.
To let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
President Trump claims it is common practice to move a convicted sex offender to Club Fed. Is that accurate? Jim Santel will join us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. News from the Center, WRCE.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. The Trump administration's campaign to undermine the next election is the title over at the Brennan Center, brennancenter.org. They're talking about the new threat to free and fair elections that has emerged. It's the federal government itself. The Trump administration is trying to rewrite election rules to make it harder for voters to vote and to allow partisan Republicans to seize control of election systems. They're targeting or threatening to target election officials and others who keep elections free and fair. Brennan Center writes, they are supporting people who undermine election administration, and they are retreating from the federal government's role of protecting voters and the election process. They talk about Trump. This is, again, the Brennan Center. He was the first president to try to overturn the results of a presidential election and used federal power to do so. Institutions and key officials blocked him. These internal checks, however, are now gone. They're talking about an executive order from March of this year that purports to direct the FEC, the Election Assistance Commission, which is an independent bipartisan agency that helps states with election administration, to, quote, mandate the voters show a passport or other similar document proving citizenship when they register to vote using the federal voter registration form. Yeah, what percentage of Americans have a passport? It's a relatively small number. I remember years ago it used to be like 10%. I think the number is much higher now. But it's more likely to be affluent people. Who travels overseas? Affluent people. Who tends to be Republicans? Affluent people. So if you don't have a passport, you don't get to vote. Second, and again, this I'm reading from the Brennan Center. Second, it attempts to force the EAC to amend its guidelines to rescind all previous certifications of voting equipment based on prior standards and, if appropriate, recertify voter systems under amended guidelines, which are to include provisions from the executive order. So we've got them with a show your papers, please, provision for voters, which the president does not have the authority to do. The federal government does not have authority over elections. The Constitution clearly gives it to the states, but that doesn't matter. Trump is doing executive orders anyway. You've got them meddling with election equipment. What could possibly go wrong, right? You've got them accessing sensitive voter data files. The federal government now has requested the voter information so far from 19 different states. And apparently they're using this to target voters. They say that they're looking for fraud. There basically is no fraud. There's no voter fraud in America. There never has been of any consequence. It's never affected any election. It's a complete myth that was made up by the Republican Party in the 1960s as a justification to keep mostly Hispanic and Black Americans from voting. And now they want to use this to keep women from voting with the so-called SAVE Act, which says that if your birth certificate, you've got to bring your birth certificate along with you, and if your birth certificate doesn't match the name on your driver's license and you don't have papers from a court certifying that you have legally changed your name, you can't vote, which is, what, the majority of married women. The Brennan Center is just nailing this thing. I encourage you to go over to BrennanCenter.org and just go through it, but it's very clear that there is a war on our voting. This, by the way, is exactly what Vladimir Putin did, and it's exactly what, or largely what Putin did, and it's largely what Orban has done as well, trying to make it hard for the people who might vote against them to vote at all. And this doesn't even get into the purges that are happening, these, because those are being conducted at the state level. This is all about federal interference in our elections, when the federal government, if it does anything at all, and this is based on the 1993 Motor Voter Act, the National Voter Registration Act, NVRA, the role of the federal government should be to protect your right to vote. And, of course, also the Voting Rights Act of 1965, to protect your right to vote. But no. The Republicans don't want you to vote. Meanwhile, J.B. Pritzker says, hey, it's my party, and to hell with Texas. He's not sorry. Greg Abbott and Ken Paxton, the governor and attorney general of Texas, are flipping out. Pritzker is protecting Democratic lawmakers. They're trying to send the Texas National Guard or the Texas Rangers, excuse me, to go arrest them. And Pritzker is like, no, ain't going to happen. There's a reason why a quorum provision is written into the Texas Constitution. It's very simple. If you can't get a quorum, if you can't get, I believe it's 2/3 in the case of Texas, different quorums have different thresholds in different states and different venues. And, I'm on the board of a nonprofit, and, there's 4 of us on the board and 3 is a quorum, right? So, it's all, everybody does it differently. But basically, the reason that you have a quorum built into the Texas Constitution is so if politicians don't like what's going on, they can prevent it from happening by denying the majority a quorum. By just saying, we're not going to show up. Good luck. You can't do it without us. This is an entirely legal means of blocking legislation. And it particularly works in Texas where, the Texas lawmakers are paid $600 a year. So you basically have 2 kinds of lawmakers. You have people who are there because it's part of their job. They're like lobbyists, or they represent the fossil fuel industry or whatever. They're there as legislators in order to advance the interests of the industry that is supporting them. Or they're part-time legislators who are doing a civil service, in which case, and that seems to be the case with most of the Democrats. Many of these Democrats, in fact, most of these Democrats who are in Chicago right now are taking time off work. They've got real jobs. And then, of course, there's the third category, which is mostly the Republicans, which is really rich people who are legislators because it's kind of their hobby. And they're looking out for themselves in their own class, their own economic class. So Pritzker is just saying no. And this is interesting. Looking at the 2028 presidential race and the relative jockeying for position of potential Democratic candidates, I'm a big fan of J.B. Pritzker. And, one of our largest radio stations, WCPT in Chicago, carries all 3 hours of this program and is in the heart of Illinois, right? I mean, it's not the geographic heart, but certainly the population heart of Illinois. And, just a great station with a great signal. And I would love to have Pritzker on this program. I'd love to hear from him. The door is open, JB, or Governor. Most Americans don't know who he is. Even most Democrats, fewer than 10% of Democrats can identify J.B. Pritzker. Whereas Gavin Newsom is more widely known. Gavin Newsom has done a very good job of getting his name out there. J.B. Pritzker is just starting to. And I have a feeling that Gavin Newsom is not at all happy with J.B. right now. It's like, Pritzker, by the way, is the heir to the, I believe it's Hilton, family fortune. Say it again. Or maybe it's Hyatt. Yeah, Sean thinks it's Hyatt. It probably is. One of those hotel fortunes. And so he's a billionaire. He's got plenty of money. And, we could use that too, frankly. But this is interesting. No one is more likely irritated with Pritzker than California Governor Gavin Newsom. He who saw a showdown with Abbott and Paxton as his own path to seriousness after the misfire of his podcast launch earlier this year, writes Max Burns over at The Hill. And I think it's a reasonable analysis. Newsom apparently believes, certainly based on his podcast guests, that what voters want is kind of another Bill Clinton, another Barack Obama, a kind of guy in the center who's just going to be kind of above it all and cool, calm, collected, academic, kind of center right. And I don't think that's what voters want. I think voters want a genuine progressive like Lyndon Johnson or Franklin Roosevelt. They want to go back to the roots of the Democratic Party. And they want somebody who is a fighter and who knows how to exercise power the way that Lyndon Johnson and Franklin Roosevelt did. And in my mind, that is J.B. Pritzker. I'm just very, very impressed by this guy. Now, he's got a long hill to climb here. And, like I said, most Democrats don't know who he is. But keep an eye on J.B. Pritzker. This guy is going someplace, and he could be our next president. And I would be very happy with that if that were to happen. So the White House is now ordering NASA to destroy a satellite that is providing information about climate change. This is how wild Trump's desire to kiss the ass of fossil fuel billionaires has become. Stick around. I'll tell you about it.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
16 minutes past the hour. It's your media support group for We the People of the United States of America and the world. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. With Governor Tony Evers choosing not to run for a third term, that means we're going to have the first open race for governor in 16 years. We already know who some of the candidates will be. On the Democratic side, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he's running. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Southeastern Wisconsin Business Executive Bill Berrien are running. Many more are expected to join the race. And it's not just governor that will have an open race. We could see open races for Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, and State Treasurer, too. Couple that with what's happening in the state legislature, no longer under gerrymandered maps, the year 2026 is going to bring a rather unique moment for voters in Wisconsin to determine the path forward on a fresh new era for the state. I know some can be wary of change, but let's embrace this as the real opportunity that it is.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show. heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want, not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah, it's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com.
You are going to want to jump on this now. CB Distillery's VIP sale is on, and for a few days only, you can save up to 50% on everything with the code VIP at cbdistillery.com. If better sleep, less stress, and pain relief after exercise sound good to you, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They have plant-based solutions for just about everything: sleep, stress, mood and focus, even pain after exercise, all made with high-quality, clean ingredients. They even have CBD for pets. Many of you are already feeling the difference, especially with their sleep products. Those are my favorites. Their sleep gummies really work. Look, if you're still tossing and turning at night or struggling with another health concern, make the change to CB Distillery. And now's your chance to save big with the code VIP. But this deal won't be around long, so don't wait. Visit cbdistillery.com and enter the code VIP to save up to 50% on everything. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. That's cbdistillery.com, code VIP, to get up to 50% on everything at cbdistillery.com. And then when you check out, use that code VIP.
Made of spray on gold, throwing tantrums in tweets, acting 5 years old. He bought the news, then broke the mic, cashed a check from CBS, killed the late night. They took Colbert off the air and put a monitor in the chair. Truth became bias, facts turned to sin. Cause you're not supposed to laugh at the king. You're not.
Picking up your calls here, Devon in Pittsburgh. Hey, Devon, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Well, I just wanted to stir the pot a little bit because something happened yesterday, and it's not getting a whole lot of press that I can tell, and that is Governor Shapiro. Yeah, that Governor Shapiro of Pennsylvania came out and said that what Netanyahu is doing in starving the Palestinians is abhorrent. Wow. And he called... Yeah, that's the word he used, yep. And he called on Trump to, quote-unquote, flood the zone with food aid. So, you know, I guess after you look in the face of starving children long enough, you realize grow that something has to be done.
Yeah.
Next up would be awesome if he would, you know, call for a ban on all weapons shipments to Israel. But we'll take this one step at a time.
Yeah, as Bernie has done. But Josh Shapiro is another one of these guys that's a rising star in the Democratic Party who may well be running for president in 2 years, 3 years.
Exactly. Yeah. And for him to take this stand, because he's really managed Pennsylvania handily.
Yeah.
And
he's been a thoughtful and careful politician.
Thoughtful, careful, and he seems to really promote the policies that are in the best interest of the people of Pennsylvania, which is kind of rare anymore. So, you know, I'm not saying I'm 100% in his boat, but boy, this statement he made yesterday and why it isn't being touted from, you know, NPR and every station out there, I don't know. But This is big, and we all ought to applaud him for it and move everyone. You know, let's take another 10 steps towards feeding Gaza and stopping the bombing. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. Devon, thank you. Thanks for sharing that. I missed that one. That was a good one. Thank you. Diane in San Clemente, California. Hey, Diane, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom. Just want to say thank you for all you do, and I am an avid watcher of your program.
Thank you.
First of all, my grandson is on dialysis, and they are actually taking people from the dialysis centers, so they're obviously criminals.
They're kicking people out of the dialysis center? What are you talking about?
And here in California, in Lake Forest, there's a dialysis. Okay, so I'm sure it's not just this one.
Somebody's refusing to pay for it, or
ICE grabbing people and taking.
Oh, ICE is grabbing people out of dialysis centers. Oh my God.
My second thing is, if people don't think the tariffs are going to be passed down. Mm-hmm. My car insurance, I got a call yesterday, going up $500 a year. Yeah. And my company told me it's because of the higher prices of the goods that they're going to have to use for parts.
That's right. Yeah, it's going to cost more to fix your car.
I wonder if anyone else has gotten that. But when your insurance comes around for you're going to get an increase. And it is $500 a year.
Yeah, and most people will see that, and they won't put two and two together, and the insurance company won't tell them, that this is because of the tariffs.
I'm sure you'll get it out there, so that's why I'm calling.
Well, you just did, Diane. You did a fine job of it.
This is my first time, so I'm a little. I've never called you before.
Yeah, well, thank you for calling. I mean, this is the beginning. This is just the very early beginning. I mean, Trump has been doing this for about 5 months now in a really aggressive fashion. And, they've been on and off and on and off. And, so far it's, they've only collected, I think, about $60 or $70 billion in tariff money.
Maybe
something close to 100.
My husband was a World War II veteran.
Yeah.
And my son was in Vietnam. And, I'm living on widow's pension and so forth. I understand.
Yeah. And now those prices are going to start showing up. And you're really going to start seeing them in September, October, with Halloween stuff and then going into November with Christmas stuff. It's going to be a big deal, a BFD. Diane, thank you for the call. And I hope you call again in the future. We'll be right back. It is 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with that story about the satellites right after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And, of course, your calls. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the sane among us. We'll be right back.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Be part of an historic event. Join Lech Walesa, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, former president of Poland, and one of the world's greatest leaders on his first ever grand lecture tour across 28 cities in the United States and Canada. Register today at historyexplorer.com to hear directly from a global hero who changed the course of history and inspired millions around the world. Now the greatest challenges of our time lie ahead.
Democracy is being tested. Freedoms are under pressure. The world is changing before our very eyes. Are we ready for these changes? How do we fight for a better tomorrow? Lech Walesa will take you behind the scenes of one of history's great turning points to draw lessons for a future we must build together. Join Lech Walesa, the true hero of our times, for a conversation that will shape tomorrow. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event. To reserve your seats now, just head over to historyexplorer.com. Once again, that's historyexplorer.com to reserve.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome into the studio Northeast Wisconsin filmmaker Craig Kinnett, and Northeast Wisconsin singer-songwriter DeAndre Marie performs live. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede. The Walk with Grace Captain's Night and Survivor Reception will be held tonight beginning at 5 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The evening will include a free will donation pizza buffet and a short program at 6 featuring researchers from the Carbone Cancer Center in Madison and Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Cancer survivors are also invited to register and receive a free gift. Team captains are urged to turn in team packets. All calendar raffle tickets and luminaries sold must be turned in at this time to count towards the team's total for the year. Money can be turned in at the walk, but will not count towards the team total. A new report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that participation rate for apprenticeship programs is at a record high. According to the report, over 17,000 people participated in the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development's registered apprenticeship program in 2024. The number of kids in the state participating in the apprenticeship program has also more than doubled over the last few years, from 5,100 in 2019 to well over 11,000 this year. The program aims to address workforce shortages in fields like construction and healthcare. The Richland Area Farmers Market is being held today from 1:30 to 5:30 at the corner of Court and Orange Streets. This week, join the Richland County 4-H at the Richland Area Farmers Market for kids' activities. For more information, visit richlandareafarmersmarket.org or call 608-213-3374. For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thede.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
More clouds than sunshine today, and chances for scattered drizzle. As a warm front pushes through the state, we become warm and muggy. Highs today reaching the mid-80s, and by tomorrow, the upper 80s. More showers and thunderstorms are expected overnight, with waves of them tomorrow too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Rouleau. Right now, 81 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Matinee on air.
Here's my gripe. MTV made it possible for really subpar performers to become stars. Madonna would never have been a star if it hadn't been for MTV and her grinding her way across the floor in a wedding dress.
See, that's where I think your gripe isn't with MTV. I think your gripe is with Madonna grinding on MTV.
Thank you, Matt from Richland Center. How dare you, Jane?
Matinee on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Are you a little frustrated with how voting is going in Wisconsin? Well, tomorrow we'll talk about a possible solution called fusion voting. Join us live on location from La Crosse for Leader Ethics and Fusion Voting.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For all of your support.
Hello.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it. So you probably heard the rumor, you know, you can't regrow cartilage, but what if that's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain, and the bonus, a glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs the most for healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. Just two scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, or any drink. It's Louise puts it in our coffee. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Consistency is the key. And right now I can get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price plus free shipping, only available at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's get, G-E-T, getnativepath.com/THOM. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com/Tom.
They said it couldn't happen here, but it's happening right now. Right policy while the rest of us ask how. They cut the schools and hospitals, they bleed the working class, while golden jets and Mar-a-Lago nights are flowing high on gas. They sell us out in plain sight, no need to hide the crime. Just pledge your love to power, and you're safe most every time. Regulations bought and sold, like favors in the dark. Truth is just a whisper in a cage without a spark. This is
America. By the way, Trump has lost Candace Owens now. She was on Alex Jones's program this morning, and she said that Bibi Netanyahu is now president of the United States. But she's principally upset about, you know, Ghislaine Maxwell. She says, now with everything happening in Gaza and Trump turning a blind eye to it, pretending that it's totally fine, it's become very clear that Bibi Netanyahu has power over Trump. And I think the real mass down moment, of course, was him trying to gaslight us about the Epstein files. That's ridiculous. She goes on to say, it's probably, you know, this new prison that Ghislaine is in. She said, I thought Trump was going to be the solution to the deep state, but now it seems he's become it. And she says, this new low security prison, it's really kind of like a dormitory. It doesn't even have, you know, like walls and guard towers and things. She says, probably nicer than your house or my house, if we're being honest. I'm wondering whether or why he betrayed us, you know, what they have on him. We know that Israel has been running the most effective worldwide blackmailing. So there you go, you know, a little anti-Semitism, a little conspiracy theory. That's Candace Owens' brand, I guess. Yeah, Trump, I don't think your supporters have left you, she remarked. I think you've abandoned your supporters. We just have to acknowledge the fact that Trump has betrayed us. Meanwhile, the White House is betraying all of us. Apparently, at the request of the fossil fuel industry, they are Donald Trump is ordering NASA to shut down two orbiting carbon observatories. These are two satellites. One is attached to the space station. The other one is in independent orbit.
that collect data that is used by the federal government, it's used by oil and gas companies, it's used by farmers, you know, about the distribution of carbon dioxide and how it's going to affect crops and weather and things like that. And both the laboratory, this is NPR is reporting this, it only costs $15 million a year to maintain both of these observatories, these two satellites, which is a tiny fraction of NASA's $25 billion a year budget. $15 million a year. That's not even a rounding error. That's incredible. And so, anyway, back to your calls. What's on your mind today? Adam in Dallas, Texas. Hey, Adam, what's up? Wild stuff going on in your state.
Hey. Yeah, before I begin, I was just wondering, on your trip to Norway, when you returned back to the United States, did you have any problems with customs and border patrol, such as secondary inspection, having your phone seized and searched, or anything like that?
I did not, thankfully.
Okay.
I did have a
that
lawyer
was strange.
On speed
I wonder.
So,
okay.
That was Danny Savalas.
That's good. Right. Okay. So I was calling because everybody keeps talking about the 2026 election coming up and how things are going to turn around. I was wondering why people aren't taking the other perspective that Trump and the Republicans are going to try and cancel the 2026 elections.
I don't think that there's a mechanism by which they can cancel them. I mean, we've been through two world wars. We've been through a civil war. We've always had elections. We've just never not had them. The question is not whether we'll have the election. The question is whether the election will be so rigged that its outcome is preordained, like in Hungary or like in Russia or, you know, Egypt or, you know, there's Turkey, a bunch of countries where that's the case. There's a word for them. It's called anocracy, something that looks like a democracy, but is not actually operating to the benefit of the people. And that's my concern, is that they're going to purge people, they're going to gerrymander, they're going to do all kinds of, you know, they're just throwing everything into this to make sure that they can retain power, because this is really all about power and the wealth associated with it. And you've got a bunch of billionaires who are behind this effort because they do not want you know, their taxes to go up above the roughly 3% income tax that most billionaires are paying right now, Adam.
Do you think that another option they could use is not to recognize the elections that went against them?
Well, that's essentially what Donald Trump tried to do on January 6th, you know, in 2020.
Right.
And it's what Carrie Lake tried to do in Arizona for a long time until she was made head of the Voice of America now. I think that that's fairly predictable, whether they will have success or not. And that's, and by the way, that was the strategy that Roger Stone ran down in Florida in 2000. You know, stop the steal was a phrase he invented for when, you know, it looked like Al Gore, you know, the Florida Supreme Court ordered a recount, and it looked like Al Gore was going to win the recount. And he would have, we know now, because the New York Times actually counted the votes. And turned out, you know, Al Gore actually won Florida in 2000. So, I think they're going to do everything they can. Adam, I have to move along, but thank you for the call. Jeff in Tarpon Springs, Florida. Hey, Jeff, thanks for listening to WMNF. What's up?
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
You were talking about the Pritzker family, and they used to own General Dynamics, and which is a big
defense
producer
contractor.
And Material Service Corporation, which, I mean, they had, and I believe it started when they were digging the canal for the to make the Chicago River go the other way. And it was all limestone, and a lot of their quarries used to be along there. And yeah, I mean, they hit, I mean, and then sand pits out to the northwest and west. I mean, they had a lot of stuff. I mean, that one quarry that's there along I-80 94, it goes across it. And I mean, if you were able to stop and look down, when I'd go there in my semi, to pick up rock, if I needed riprap, I had to go down to the bottom, and it would take me a good 15 minutes or more to climb my way out of there with a load.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So what's the point of this, Jeff? That's just, you know, that's one of the sources of wealth for the Pritzker family, or that, you know, there's something wrong with that?
I worked for a flower shop before that,
mm-hmm.
and when his father got blown up over on the Taylor Street Bridge over I-90-94, Taylor Street comes out of Little Italy, and, yeah, I mean, at the funeral home, right down the alley from our shop, our stuff, because we had the family work, mm-hmm. wasn't checked. But everybody else had to wait 20 minutes or more to get everything checked before it went in. They had a bomb disposal unit there.
I didn't know his father got blown up. What's the story there?
Well, somebody did not like the war.
The war.
This was the 70s, right. The late 70s.
Right.
And the war was just ending there in Vietnam.
And his father was in the defense business. Is that the point?
Well, General Dynamics.
Yeah, no, I got it. Yeah.
And, you know, it was...
I thought they got their money from the Hyatt hotel chain.
I have no idea if they own that or not.
Yeah.
I just go by the sign they used to have up down by the Thornton Quarry, General Dynamics and Material Service.
Okay. Jeff, thanks for the call. Fascinating stuff. 45 minutes past the hour, just about 46. I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a minute. Stay tuned. And by the way, I can't validate or verify anything that Jeff just said. So, take it for what it's worth. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
From the weapons of mass deception, I'll be right back with you.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We've been explaining the basics of fair redistricting and unfair gerrymandering this week. Who does the redistricting, and how can that encourage fair maps and curb partisan and racial gerrymandering? In the majority of states, partisan legislative subcommittees draw redistricting maps. Because redistricting is so sophisticated and data-intensive, legislators often hire outside contractors and, all too often, data specialists from the majority party's national headquarters. In some states, advisory commissions are appointed by the governor and leaders of both parties. Sometimes it's all politicians, or in the case of Virginia and New York, a mix of political appointees and citizens. Such commissions can make map recommendations, but those recommendations are subject to change and often ignored by the legislature. For fair and competitive maps, constitutionally mandated independent citizen redistricting commissions in Alaska, Arizona, California, Colorado, Idaho, Michigan, and Montana have had the most success. Citizens registered as Democrats, Republicans, and unaffiliated voters are usually appointed in equal numbers and are required to follow redistricting best practices, including public input. In some cases, such commissions have unwound decades of rigged maps, which is why anti-voter politicians work so hard to stop them. We have details on all these redistricting models at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Laura McCoy, she is a member of the Green Bay School Board.
In the 1990s, revenue caps were put into place, and Green Bay was a conservative, low-spending district. Mm-hmm. We've been struggling with that basically ever since. The people in our community have stepped up again and again to pass referendums. That's wonderful, but we need that per-pupil increase. We need the cash to keep the lights on, basically, and to pay our staff what they deserve.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for Songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. You know, public education is the cornerstone of our democracy, but right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, Republican lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This isn't protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school to become a member.
Now he's sending.
Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Jimmy in Bloomington, Indiana. Hey, Jimmy, what's up?
Hey, I was just postulating, thinking in my mind about Texas Governor Greg Abbott was wanting to file charges against them to help them offset the cost of their daily fines. And I looked it up while I was waiting online, and Supreme Court case Snyder, a case based here in Indiana, mm-hmm. Portage, Indiana, who was convicted and sentenced to 21 months in prison for violating federal law. Kavanaugh wrote the opinion, they can accept gratuities without penalty.
So the individual legislators, if we want to help them deal with the cost of not being home, is that the point that you're making?
Yeah, I mean, they've already left the state. You give them a $500 gratuity for leaving the state. Mm-hmm. It's okay, according to the Supreme Court, to pay them for actions they've already taken.
Interesting. Very interesting. And maybe taxes aren't, tips aren't taxable or gratuities. I'm not sure that counts here.
That's another issue. I think that, you know, a lot of CEOs will start receiving their.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Their bonuses are going to be called tips. No doubt about it, yeah. Jimmy. Jimmy, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. That was a great idea. Terry in Elgin, Illinois. Hey, Terry, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I just wanted to give you an update relative to Pritzker and here in Illinois and housing the Texan Democrats. Our local news just reported that where they are being housed, they had a bomb threat and had to evacuate the whole building because everybody's okay. But I just
I saw that on drugs.
To me, it's just it's just amazing.
Yeah, when Democrats do things, out come the bomb threats and the violence. When Republicans do things, out come the wagging fingers and soft comments and strongly worded letters. Not that I am advocating violence on the part of Democrats.
No.
It's just kind of pretty horrific how whenever Republicans are really pushing hard, violence follows in their wake. I mean, that's fascism on steroids. Terry, thank you. Thanks for pointing that out. I appreciate the call. Thank you. Jim in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Yeah, good morning, Tom. You can hear me?
Yeah, just fine.
Okay. Tom, my first question is, what was the one of the leading causes of the failure of the League of Nations? We were taught at least a strong reason for it was an unwillingness of the major political power makers to follow the economic sanctions against aggression that were part of the league's intention. It kind of leads to American companies were still doing business with Germany when they started. Right.
Yeah. Okay. This was post World War One.
Yeah. Right. So looking at the current situation with Trump applying. Intending to apply tariffs to India for buying Russian oil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he announced, for people who don't know, he announced a 25% tariff on India this morning because they're buying Russian oil. Yeah.
And he's using the stick.
Yeah.
Trying to apply pressure on Russia to stop the war in Ukraine.
Right.
And it
ain't going
to
work.
It came to me this morning that instead of using the stick, we could use a carrot. And the United States could sell oil to India and anybody else at a competitive rate to Russia and starve them that way. That would not only create more alliance between India and the United States, but it would apply greater pressure and starve Russians' aggression out.
Yeah.
That
makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. The only problem is that it would require the federal government to be subsidizing it, essentially, which would have to be paid for with taxes from billionaires, I suppose, and they're going to oppose it. But excellent idea. Jim, thank you for the call. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag your it. Have a great afternoon. We'll catch up with you tomorrow on the other side. Stay safe. Be good to yourself and the people around you. And I'll catch up with you.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Actor Neil McDonough. If you saw his face or if you Google him right now, you'll recognize him. He refuses to kiss another woman on camera. On the one hand, I applaud him for not kissing anyone other than his wife. But she says, I don't have a problem with him if he wanted to kiss another woman. As someone who's done it, it doesn't really feel like cheating because there's people in the room. It's very mechanical.
You did write it yourself.
I did write it myself.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers. Through CPR education and access to AEDs, nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Mike Dubusky. 5 soldiers in Georgia are currently being treated at hospitals near Savannah after a gunman opened fire at the largest army post east of the Mississippi, Fort Stewart.
Around 10:56 is when local law enforcement was alerted that there was an incident on the base, an active shooter situation, and the base was locked down about 8 minutes later at 11:04. Around 11:35 is when the base tells us that the shooter was apprehended, and then about 12:04 was when the lockdown was lifted.
ABC's Louis Martinez at the Pentagon. At least 2 of the victims are currently being treated at Memorial Health University Medical Center, a level 1 trauma center about an hour's drive from the base. That shooter, a military official tells ABC News, was a male soldier. President Trump and members of his cabinet have been briefed, and the FBI is offering assistance. Fort Stewart has scheduled a press conference about the shooting, set to happen about an hour from now. This is ABC News.